MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. Two teens led Lee County deputies on a high-speed chase in a stolen truck, eventually tossing a gun that got into the hands of a five-year-old. According to the criminal complaint, a deputy tried to make a traffic stop on a black Ford Dually stolen from Gaines County, Texas, that was doing donuts in a parking lot. But the deputy was unsuccessful, and that led to a chase throughout Hobbs. And that chase eventually reached more than 100 miles an hour. During the pursuit, the truck stopped, and two teens got out and ran off. The driver then continued driving away. Deputies found the truck abandoned on Yeso Street. Deputies also found a loaded extended ammunition magazine in one of the trash cans in a nearby backyard on Park Street. The teens were later found at Jim's RV park and they were detained. Shortly later, deputies received a call that a five-year-old child had fired off a gun, hitting a fridge outside of an RV in that same RV park. The child told police he thought it was a toy gun. Witnesses found two guns reported stolen out of Ector County, Texas, under one of the RVs. According to court documents, deputies believe these guns were ditched by the two teens before being detained. When the top bull riders and pro rodeo arrive at the Lee County Fair on Tuesday, they'll have something big waiting for them, a possible $37,500 payday. The Lee County Extreme Bulls is one of the top Extreme Bulls events in the country, and fans will be able to cheer on their favorites starting at 7 p.m. Almost every one of the top 20 bull riders will be in attendance, trying to win their share of the cash prize. And immediately after the rodeo, the Bellamy Brothers will take the stage to get the nightly concert series started. And that's the way it is. For MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard.